Rav Hicha Shabbos, actually finishing it up. Daf Kof Lametes Amud Aleph, Sif Yotes, the last Sif, and Halacha is a Bishul on Shabbos. Also, Latuach Shemen Bishum Alatzali, it's forbidden to smear oil and garlic on roast, when it's still opposite the fire. Even if the roast was roasted before Shabbos, even though the actual meat itself is not a problem for Bishul, because it already was cooked before Shabbos, but the garlic and the oil, that's going to be cooking now on Shabbos. So he said, you're not allowed to smear oil and garlic on the roast while it's connected to Madura, opposite the fire. So he says, love Dafka, that's not specific. When you remove the spit, that the roast is stuck on mash from the fire, so as long as it's hot, so yet's lettuce boy, where it's 109 degrees Fahrenheit, you're not allowed to smear the garlic or the oil on it. And even if you subsequently give it on, put on a plate, true klisheni, which is a secondary vessel, it's also forbidden to a common place concern. For many halachic authorities hold the dvar gush, the salad, which is the case by meat, as long as it's hot, the hand would recoil. I feel but klisheni, even by a secondary vessel of asher, because the walls don't cool it down. So even in the cliche, this would be a problem. But you have this classic situation by pouring things on, onto a hot food item in a cliche. We come up with the evidence after the fact. Unless it doesn't become forbidden because when it was placed in the cliche, because the simchin and ala paiskim, then we rely on the halachic authorities. The cliche in the vashem chol gabni, the secondary vessel does not cook in all situations. He says, now if someone smeared on the roast before he put on in the vessel, he smeared it with garlic, then when it's a lean piece of meat, it's going to be forbidden up until it's called kedei natila, amount of that you could take off on the surface. And if you smeared it with fat, then it's forbidden up until 60 parts. It says b'mugad mukadir also, because it's forbidden because it was nispashel, it was cooked on Shabbos. Says Mishnah Berurah, he says, because this all b'shum b'shemen, by garlic and oil, the rudabachai, which is a raw item, shloim nisbashel, was never cooked. B'shum in shenikba, regarding fats, that was congealed, because of the sharatin, oizkuf memdal, it says, because it wasn't congealed, then it's in the category of a liquid that was cooled down, and then, of course, it applies bishul by the fats too, if it was liquid. But since it could chill, that says Mishra Mutl Tuach, that you'll let us smear, I feel like connecting a Maduro even opposite the fire. They mushroom, mushroom, bishel. Because no more problem about cooking, Kimin Shakaran is bashel, it was ready cooked. Kamashu Kisam Lamal, but Siv Tezayan, like we already said in Siv Tezayan, the W Yavish, Shakaran is bashel, a solid, which is the case by this fast, it was ready cooked. Imma Mishra Bishel, then there's no more problem about cooking anymore. Now, Mishra Noil, like, there's no problem about Noilin, because what's happening here is because it's melting. It's becoming a new entity. You're generating a new entity, that of a liquid. That's not a problem. Even the nivla ba'abasa, since it gets absorbed into the meat, and it's not visible. Which the Shara Tzini Kufman Pei says, that's when the market rabbi says, even though afterwards it concludes to the tzarachin, El Yab is inclined to be lenient. Look over there. More of it says the Mishnah Berurah, as long as you don't crush it by hand, you don't push down force on it, the fats, you just put on it a little bit, and it melts by itself. Which Sharatzi and Ezekov Membov brings, El Yerabba writes that according to what it's brought later on, Simchin Chov in the Morgan Ram, that many places can hold the Dilata crush ice in the cup. So the same thing would be over here also, the Dilata crush it. But it's good to be stringent initially, that because also over there from the Shulchan Aruch, it sounds like that to be stringent. Says Mr. Refer, he says, what the same thing is, the mutal latuach matam zeta. For this reason, you let us smear the shuman avash nikpa with goose fat that congealed. Al gamimini kamachim, the kidneys on type of flowers and kidneys, legumes, like a good lokshin, like for example, noodles, erbizin, here's, that's a type of millet, shunasonim al gabi akar, that was put on top of the, on the plate. After they say, even though the noodles are still boiling hot, you could put on this goose fat production. Just put a little bit at a time. So it's going to be melting on its own, and it's not really visible because it's really getting absorbed into the food itself, which the Sharatzin Ois Kof Mem Zayin brings. That's how the halacha is according to the Magen Avraham. And even though in the Drisha doesn't mention this idea of Ma'at Ma'at a little bit of time, the Tzitz Shabbos quotes like in the Magen Avraham. The reason is because a little bit, so it gets absorbed right away. And therefore that would be permitted even according to the Yeshma Chamir that we mentioned before. So again, even though it's still boiling hot, you'd be able to put the goose fat on that food. Now, it says the Mishnah refer this is Isa B'tei Sefta, it's burned to Sefta, Echa Nos Nesa'ur. He's just finishing up that loch, the official over here. If someone put the fire, Echa Nos Nesa'ur, one person put the wood, Echa Nos Nesa'ur, one person put the pot, Echa Nos Nesa'ur, one person put the water, Echa Nos Nesa'ur, one person put the meat in the water, Echa Nos Nesa'ur, one person put the spices in, Bo'acha Behegis, and then someone came and mixed it, Kulm Chayavin, so he explains why they're all live behind him. Shanei Snur, the guy put on the fire, Chayim Shemabe, he's liable because of igniting. Because when he was bringing the coal that's from place to place, it gets inflamed from the wind as he's going. So that's the guy who brought the fire. So he's chai from Maver. But the guy who brought the wood so that they could continue the barbecue, he's chai for igniting too. King Kasta Rashi. The other ones, that's the pot. And the water, the everything. And also the mixing is for the same reason. Because whoever does something for the purposes of cooking, it's considered cooking. Like the Ram writes, I mean, this is a Gedera. What's the problem with putting the pot? I'm a new pot. Because the pot gets whitened. And the pot gets strengthened by putting it on the fire. That's Gemara Shem. Why make the lies like make the lies? Now, what happens if it's the other way around? What happens if first one person brings a pot, one person brings the water, one person brings the meat, one person brings the spices, one person brings the wood. So all the initial ones were in the right order. But then comes then someone brings the wood, then someone brings the fire, then someone comes and mixes. The last two are liable. That's appropriate. Girsik v'mashigia grab a gris v'tasevto according to the editing of the Vilna Gaon on the price of achim l'fim hashamotza. He says him mugu v'sefer Rambam the vein tzarachat al shumdechi. You don't have to push anything. You shouldn't chamari be'rabba because the Mishnah in Shemuk over there because of Rabbi Magid. He writes the Dibra Kol according to everyone. Kol she'im b'bishul lechiyuv. So I'm saying that in the previous case was obviously that they didn't do anything. It's only when once the fire was brought that then there was something that happened. And then the guy afterwards who mixed, so the last two are chai. The Rabbi Magi writes that, according to everyone, as long as there's no liability in your cooking, you're going to be the Mishal's called Tzarkai, like for, let's say it's fully cooked, so there's no cooking, so then in Bahagasa Chiv, then although we say Hagasa mixing is problematic, obviously if there's no problem with Bishal, there's no problem with mixing. He writes the name of the Kolboy, Dikshihi Alach Eish. When the food is on the fire, you're actually liable for mixing even if the food is fully cooked, which Sharat Sinai's Kabbim Ches says, and I don't know the reason. Because why would mixing be worse than cooking, literal cooking? And all the place can agree that when it's fully cooked, there's no problem with Bishul, and that's how it's brought explicitly into the Sefta. But after the fact, for sure, says the Sharat Sinai, not to be stringent regarding, not to make it forbidden, like the opinion of all the other places. However, we mentioned in the Dirshu the other day, that, yeah, because could be qualitatively, the mixing does something that even though maybe Bishul wouldn't do, because maybe the food is stuck together, Akapan mixing can do something even if you wouldn't be liable for Bishul according to the Kolbe. Says Mishruf further, says, Kli Bishul Shalano, our utensils for cooking, Shikurin Samavar, that's the urn. Shahuchame of Shabbos, that was heated up from before Shabbos. Oslik men mayim b'Shabbos, now take water from it on Shabbos. When it's not shoveled out from the coals, meaning if the kettle, let's say, is not on a blech, you wouldn't be able to take out water. King Kasim Seva traces Shlaim Leil B'Simish Nagimel and Shom Shabiz B'Shem Yisham. He's on Yisham. The Kama Shom says over there, the Mul Yishay Nagarav. This urn that's not shoveled out from the coals, in trace him in B'Shabbos, you cannot drink from it on Shabbos. The reason is they show us the prokem because it's made out of parts. So Misari is afraid Shem Yisakal Peruk, and maybe the parts will get ruined. But my Simaim says he's going to add on water. According to this, Yisrael someone has to be careful because Yosef Lishlis from that Kli Bishul Shalom Nekodim Shkia when he's sitting to drink from this urn before Shkia, but Emtza Kiddush Olav Hayim in the middle, it becomes Shabbos. Shalom Lishlis Ben Oid not to drink from it any more. Some of the Dirshus, Dirshu number. 124. The reason why the Chacham said it's forbidden to mix, oh, that's the shtickle actually. It's forbidden to mix a food that was fully cooked, which again the Sharatzin says, I don't understand why. So it's very small on the rush. Right, so it's because we're concerned that you might make a mistake and you might come to mix also in a food that's not fully cooked. And you're going to think that it is fully cooked, so it's more like a mistake. The truth out of the rice, oh, because it looks like you're cooking, even though it's technically not. Shlomo Zalman writes that when you're mixing a food that's fully cooked, that's on the fire, you have to be concerned that maybe people are going to think that oh, mixing is not considered as bishul, and they're going to mix even food that's not fully cooked. And he explains that's the reason that it's forbidden specifically mixing, whereas to remove the pot from a small fire to a big fire, that's permitted, as the Bar Mishnah Gimel, even though through that, obviously the food is going to bubble more, and it's even going to mix more than when you mix just taking out with a spoon, because of the bubbling that's going to come up. Because here, the people are not going to make a mistake to say that's permitted by food that's not fully cooked. And he adds on, therefore, it's not forbidden to make halacha to mix a pot that was removed from the fire when he has intention to put it back. But it's only someone that wants to be stringent. Mishnah writes in Kofi Yudzayin that he's allowed to be stringent. Dish number 125, an electric urn in our times, the Shubhisikh Mishnah writes, it's permitted to take water from it on Shabbos because you don't have this chashash that the Mishnah Berurah says, and that's what Shlomo Zalman writes regarding our current urns, and explains that in our times, there's no coals inside the urn, and the concern that maybe the parts are going to get burned, you're not going to add on water, rather you're just going to remove it from the fire. However, an electric urn that the actual heating element is inside, and it actually is vulnerable to get ruined if there's no water, and this girl tells, yeah, you're not allowed to use such a Shurana Shabbos. Another than Shubhis Mislisa writes, it's permitted to use an electric urn because the concern that you might add water is only said by when this urn is made out of parts, where the norm is to add on water constantly so that it doesn't get ruined, which is not the case by an urn, that you don't have to add on water until the water inside of it is almost finished. When it reaches to the end, then you could figure this out by the little pipe that's designated for that, and you're not going to continue to take out water. It adds on to added security, a person should make a marking on the outside to write over there that from there on, a person should not take out water from the urn.
So too, regarding a machine that creates hot steam, Shubhis Mechazitza writes that not to make it forbidden to utilize it because of this concern, because it's known that you don't have to add on water only a later time when the water is finishing. And to prevent this, you can make a sign from the beginning to recall that to add on a warm water before you finish the water that's there. And he adds on that not to rely on this to be lenient, only in a situation where there is a need for a sick person. But the Maisa, he writes that one should make prohibited to add on water for a different reason, as Burton Shartzi and previously in Siv Kotten, Kuflamat Ches.